this morning our scripture comes again from that book, that prophetic book, Ezekiel. The Lord in this season, for whatever reason, is having me to just spend some time with Ezekiel. I've spent some time with Moses. I've spent some time with Jeremiah and Isaiah. And now he's saying, I want you to hear what Ezekiel is saying to the people. And so if you would turn with me this morning to chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, and we are going to read the word of the Lord. And it reads as thus. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tenure to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked and tenued, and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, and there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy to them. This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declared the Lord. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you as we stand, God, to proclaim your word. Lord, we ask that we might decrease, Lord, and that you might increase. That your anointing power, God, to preach the gospel would come forth, O God, and fill me, O Lord. Hide me behind the cross, O God, as you come forth. Use me, this empty vessel, O God, that I might speak your word unto your people. Lord, let their ears burn, let them itch, that they might hear what thus saith the Lord on this day, in this hour. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If I was to tag this sermon with a title on this morning, it would be Dry Bones Can Live Again. On last week, during the earlier service, for those of you who were here, you may remember some of what was said about the prophet Ezekiel and the nation of Israel, God's people. For the benefit of those who come to the 10:45 service, we talked about the prophet Ezekiel and the Israelites and how God had used Ezekiel to encourage the people while they were in captivity. We also talked about God's judgment on the eight nations that abused, terrorized, enslaved the people, and even the destruction of the temple at Jerusalem. God took this prophet Ezekiel, to whom God spoke through visions, onto a mountaintop and showed him what his intentions were for the people of God and those nations who attacked them and led them into captivity. God had a particular mission for Ezekiel. Jeremiah, his contemporary, ministered to the children of Israel that was in Jerusalem. But Ezekiel was carried off with the group that was in captivity by the Babylonians. The name Ezekiel means God strengthens. Ezekiel was inspired and strengthened to strengthen the generation that was born into exile and to remind them that the Lord God Almighty was still on their side. Ezekiel did not have an easy task. The people that he was ministering to were depressed. They were defeated in battle, removed from their homeland, mocked by the people that conquered them. There was nothing easy about this mission. Trying to provide inspiration to the people that did not want it to be inspired. Trying to provide hope for a people that felt that they were hopeless. Trying to encourage a people that did not want to be encouraged. It is in that 137th Psalm, the children of Israel were so depressed and hopeless that when they were asked to sing a song, they responded, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" God had Ezekiel to tell the people who had turned their backs on him, who had refused to worship God in spirit and in truth, that he would restore them. He reminded them that although they had forgotten about him, he had not forgotten about them. God promised to take them from among the nations that gathered them out of their own country and bring them back to their own land. When he had brought them back, he would clean them up with fresh, pure water and remove the stench of those fake gods and idols they had been running after. He also promised to give them a clean heart and put a new spirit in them. Their hearts of stone would be refashioned into hearts of flesh. Then he would put his spirit in them so that they would not follow behind idol gods, but that they would worship the one and true God. When their hearts and spirits were right with God, he would return them to their land. There they would be a rebuilding. His anointing would touch and they would be restored. And everything that had been torn down, their land, their businesses that was once good and prosperous would now prosper again. The livestock would increase in number and very rapidly. And the trees would bear more fruit than ever. The population would increase in numbers. And all those who laugh at them and their demise would see the living and true God being bringing total restoration to his people. Many of us are praying for restoration today. We may have lost some things. We may have lost our job, our home, our spouse, our friendships, our pensions, even our sense of well-being. But God is saying today, I'm going to restore you. You might live in a mindset that you could not have made it without a job, but God says not so. It was I who gave you the job in the first place. And if you were trusting me, you would know that I could help you while you don't have a job. God is saying to us today that you thought that you could do it all by yourself, that you ran after those who put in your head that you could not make it without them. But God is saying, not so, that I am still sitting high and looking low and taking care of my people. The world have fooled us and we have forgotten about him. Someone told you that you could stop tithing so that you could buy a car you really couldn't afford. The Lord opened doors for you to take a vacation, but that wasn't enough. You had to take two. There was nothing wrong with taking two or three vacations if you can really afford them. Not a credit card vacation, but a vacation that doesn't require you to stop tithing, to charge things that you cannot afford, and to take 3 years to pay them off. God is not finished with us yet. God wants the best for us. He has given us guidelines to live an abundant life, a life that is pleasing into his sight, a life that is filled with joy. Yes, in spite of our obedience to God, there will be times of trouble. I don't want you to get it twisted here that if you obey God, that everything is always going to be good, because that's not how it works. He said that we would have trials and tribulations, but he promised also to never leave us nor forsake us. That right in the middle of the storm, that he would be right there with you. He was with Meshach. He was with the three boys, the Hebrew boys, in the fiery furnace. They thought that they would be alone, but God showed up and showed out. Here we are in the midst of storms in our life and trouble that is coming on every side. In fact, he promised that he would provide all of our needs. He didn't say all of our wants, but he did say all of our needs. The word says that God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things would be added unto you. These things could be health, it could be a home, it could be children, it could be finance, it could be friendship, favor, love, joy, peace, just to name a few. God is so full of blessings that you cannot stand to receive them all. God measures them out according to how we're able to receive them. We pray and ask for things we can't even handle, but God knows what's best for us and when we can handle them. Ezekiel, who believed God but found the promises of God to be almost impossible. Here the people are in captivity, held by a strong and powerful nation. How could these things happen? Ezekiel was a priest whom God called to be a prophet after he and the people were taken into captivity. Here was Ezekiel, a young man in the priesthood, was being grown up and trained to be a priest. And then after he was taken into captivity, God called him to be a prophet. He was 17 years old, and when God raised him up to be a prophet, he was 25 years old. So don't you worry, children. I know this might not be a children's type sermon on this morning, but we have to know where God has brought his people from so that when we get into trouble, we will know that he will bring us through. So Ezekiel, he had to speak with confidence. And so God took him yet into another place. First, he showed him his visions from a mountain, and then he took him into a valley. He took him into a low place where the bones were laying very dry and there was no life left in them. There they were dead. There was no flesh anywhere on them. The bones were scattered all over the place. These dry bones represented the nation of Israel. They had been scattered among 8 different nations. These bones represent us and this nation today. We are scattered in our beliefs beyond, and we cannot see beyond what we're in for the possible. God is a God of the impossible. Perhaps that's what's going wrong with our young people on today. I heard Tiana as she prayed for her young people, and all the young people, her classmates, and the young people that she know who don't have faith in God. Our children are born in a world that is still judging them by the color of their skin and not the content of their character. They are being told by society that they're not good enough. We don't want you to be a part of our world. You will never be as good as we are. Therefore, they have decided to create a world of their own, a world where they live by their own rules. But children, I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to know that just like God raised up Israel, he's going to raise us up too. The Israelites' hope in restoration was all dried up. But don't you let your hope in restoration be dried up. Their hope of ever getting back to what was taken from them and where they had come from was doubt. They had doubt in their spirit. In fact, they were so doubtful because as Ezekiel looked upon these bones, he saw no flesh. No longer was there so much that there was no flesh, that the bones weren't even in a skeletal position. They were scattered all over the place. The people were so dead in spirit and hope that they were as dead as these bones. Yes, here they were, totally beyond what seemed possible. But what they failed to understand is that God is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can do it when he wants to, however he wants to, when he wants to whoever he wants to. God is still sovereign. The Lord took Ezekiel down into the valley and told him to walk around and see the bones. Examine these bones that's in this valley. And what he saw was many scattered, very dry bones. He saw them scattered all over the place in parts. Nothing was whole. The Hebrew writers define the word dry differently than what we describe as dry. The word dry in this context means confused. It means ashamed or disappointed. The people of God were all these things and more. The Lord posed a question to Ezekiel. Son of man, can these bones live? I said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Ezekiel did not say, Lord, yes, I know you can, nor did he say, no, you cannot live. They cannot live again. But Ezekiel said to God, Lord, you alone know. You have to give it to God and let God work it out in the way that he see fit, not in the way that you see fit. Yes, God is all powerful and he can do anything but fail. But sometimes we tell God what we want, not what God wants for us. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, we know God is able. But the answer to the question is still, O sovereign God, you alone know. That first blessing that God speaks to his people in these scriptures is, the blessings of God will bring restoration. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel, standing as a prophet and a mouthpiece, said to the bones, it is the word of God you need to hear to be restored. Hear the word of the Lord today. So often we find ourselves in a dilemma. We try everything but the word of God. We don't speak the promises of God in our lives. We believe what the enemy say rather than what God say. We stay away from church where the word of God is preached and taught. We need a word from the God, from the Lord today, that we might live. We might find ourselves in a dark, deep place. Our bones may look like they're scattered all over the place because things are just happening all around us. But God is saying, not so. All you need is to recite the promises of my word. My word says that I'll keep you no matter what your circumstances. The word says I'm your shepherd. The word says that I'll not forsake you, nor will I leave you in need. David in his trouble spoke positive affirmations about God's faithfulness into his spirit. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In that 23rd Psalm, David's simple words are enough to give anybody, somebody, a word today. He goes on to say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. David believed that God was able in the midst of any situation or circumstance to give him peace. He goes on to say, and he restored my soul. We serve a restoring God. He will restore us and bring us out even when it looks like the enemy has gotten the best of us. David reminds himself of what God had done for him in the past, and because God never changes. You see, God knows what we're going through. We have to say like David, we're going through, Lord, but you are my shepherd. God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bone and say to them, hear the word of the Lord. Regardless to what we have lost or what have been stolen from us, God can restore it. Ezekiel was prophesying to the very dry bones, saying, hear the word of the Lord. I am standing here today telling you that no matter how dead or dry your situation may be, the Lord can restore you. Hear this word on today. As I was reading this familiar text, I'm reminded that God did not show Ezekiel dead bodies that could have been brought back to life. God did not show Ezekiel skeletons that could have been refashioned with flesh. No, God showed Ezekiel very dry, scattered bones. This tells us today that no matter how dead things may appear, it's not too late. There might be a situation over here and a situation over there, but God has the power to bring it all back together. We just have to speak a word of promise over our own life. We have to learn how to encourage ourselves. The second blessing God gives to the very dry bones is revival. This is what the sovereign Lord say to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. Ezekiel was to tell the bones, the sovereign Lord said, I will make breath enter you again and you will come to life. That word breath in the Hebrew is ruach, which means to blow a life-giving wind or air into that which has no life and give it life. That same word is used in Genesis when God said he'd blow his life into the nostrils of man that he would live. What's dead in your life today that needs to be resuscitated? What is dead in your life that needs resurrection? Is it your dreams? Perhaps it's your hopes. Is it your relationships, your marriage? Is it your womb? What is it that's dead in your life today? Whatever it is, God has the power to blow a ruach wind into your dead situation and cause it to live again. Some things need to be dead, so trust God to let sleeping dogs lie. When Jesus called Nazareth out of the grave, he called Lazarus by his name. He called them, Lazarus, come forth. Because the rest of the dead folk were supposed to be dead. Don't pray and ask God to blow wind into a situation that's already dead and needs to stay dead. But trust God to blow a ruach wind into your situation. That you need help from the Lord. That can only come from the Lord. I can't do it. Reverend Jackson can't do it. These ministers and deacons can't do it. But God can do it. He can blow life into a dead situation. He's a God of revival. But whatever your situation and circumstance that you might have, you need God's ruach, God's wind to blow into it. Pray and believe and see if God won't come through. That third and blessing that God gives to these very dry bones is connection. I will attach the tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. The bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. As Ezekiel stood there prophesying to the very dry and scattered bones everywhere, lying in a valley, he began to see God connecting bone to bone. Just as he heard that rattling sound as bone came together, bone to bone. Then the tendons and the flesh covered the skin, but there was still no breath. We are connected sometimes to some things and some people, but if there is no life in it, it is still dead. So many times we think we know what's best for us, and we think that if we would just reconnect, we know that everything would be all right. Well, even if you connect, if there's no ruach from God, the breath of God to give it life, it is still dead. What are you going to do to get your life reconnected on today? Reconnection comes through Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And if you've already accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it comes to reading his word. It comes to spending time with him. It comes to praying. It comes to trusting God no matter what it looks like. Who wants a testimony from a Christian who's crying all the time? No matter what your situation is, stand up and say, I know my God is able. He's going to blow a ruach into my life. He's going to blow breath into my dead situation. No, I don't have a job today, but I trust and know that the Lord will come through. Blow a ruach on today, God. Blow the wind of life into these dead, lifeless bones on today, oh God. Some of us are in some relationships that have been dead and buried long time ago, but we're holding on to them. Why? They're dead. God has something big and better for you. Let it go. You know it's dead. You're still putting flowers on it, but you won't let it go. Let it go. It's dead. Let it go. The ruach of God is ours when we have a relationship with him. When we pull away like the prodigal son and go to a far off place, when we think we're able to do it all by ourselves, we're going to end up in a pig pen, eating pig food, living a pig life. But one day I hope you'll come to yourself like the prodigal son and come back home. We leave what is life sustaining and go to live among those who know nothing about the Lord, who can't do anything for us, who don't care nothing about us. They just want to use us. The prodigal son went off afar and lived among non-believers, wasted everything that he had, his whole inheritance. He ended up in the pig pen, eating pig food. But one day he came to himself. He realized that I'd better be a servant in my father's house than to stay here among the swine. Leave the pig pen today. Trust God for a fresh anointing. Trust God to restore you on today. When we find ourselves in a disconnected state, God has the power to reconnect us, our parts, and make us whole again. When I was in corporate America, my job was in telecommunications, and my job was to make sure that the T1s were connected to the PBX, which is a private branch exchange. It means your own telephone system. It didn't matter that we had new equipment. It didn't matter that we had new phones. It didn't matter that the system was sitting there with all the cards in it that made it work. But if there was no lines attached to it, there would be no conversation. So I tell you today, you gotta be reconnected to the Lord. If there's no conversation going back and forth between you and God, it's dead. You need to be reconnected today. God is able to connect bone to bone and tenured to our skin and cover us up. Not only will he reconnect us, but he will allow us to stand. He will also cover us with his protection. He will connect our spirit to his spirit and give us a new life, a restored life. When life has caused us to fall apart, we find ourselves like David, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But we can say like David, but I fear no evil. For the Lord with me, his rod and his staff, it comforts me. When we fall from our place of grace, God will come in and reconnect us to him through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed, that we would have a connection with the Father. Our fourth blessing on today, God promises the very dry bones, the nation of Israel and us, is regeneration. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath entered them, and they came to life and stood on their feet as a vast army. The Lord directed Ezekiel to call upon the four winds of God that they would breathe breath into these bones that stood now. These bones, which were the body of those who had been disobedient to God. This is a metaphor of what Israel had done. They had turned their backs on God for so long and disobeyed and worshiped idol gods that they were like dry bones in a desert. But God did not forget about them because he loved them. And so he had his prophet Ezekiel to come and look upon these bones because God wanted to bless them with restoration. God wanted to revive them. He wanted to reconnect them. And he was offering them regeneration. To be regenerated is to receive spiritual rebirth or renewal. It's to be recreated. Here we have an army of people who are very dry, scattered bones, lying in a valley of desperation with no hope and no promise. But God, who loves us beyond our deadness, came and did what only he can do. He restores us to a right relationship with him through his begotten son, Jesus Christ. He revives us from a dead state and gives us hope that's foolproof. No way can we mess it up because Jesus has paid the price for our sin. He then connects us to him through the sacrificial blood of the Lamb, which is Christ Jesus. Now he's ready to regenerate us. God has promised to give us a rebirth, a spiritual renewal, to recreate what was destroyed in the Garden of Eden and that which we have destroyed through our disobedience. God cares what happens to us. God loves us no matter what we might have done. If we are willing to repent and receive the grace of God, he will take the dry bones in our life and he will restore them. He will revive them, reconnect them, and generate them. The Lord told Ezekiel to call upon the four winds. Call the winds from the east. Call them from the west. Call them from the north and the south. Not one or two wouldn't do. God called upon all the winds that they might blow upon his people. God is calling all the winds today. He's blowing on us from the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west. God wants us to be restored today. But we must believe. Some of us feel that we have a destructive wind blowing in our lives right now from every direction. But God is calling upon the four winds that they might breathe life into a dead thing, to breathe upon us, which are the dry bones of today. When Ezekiel called upon the winds, life was restored and the people stood up upon their feet as a mighty army. We too can stand on our feet and be a great army for the Lord. Those things that are dead in our lives can live again. Let us stand as the great army of Christian soldiers marching on toward that we can be used by God to bring restoration to our communities, revival in our churches, to be reconnected as a people and regenerate and renew. Let it not be said that we only give God praises when things are going well. We can only help someone when we have great abundance. Let it not be said that God, who is our shepherd, and that we can say this only when we have money in the bank. We can only say God will make a way somehow after the way has been made. God is expecting us to have faith in him to believe that he can do it. And he is going to regenerate and recreate what was lost, what was taken, and what never had existed before. You see, dry bones can live again. So I say to you today, if things seem dry in your life right now, I ask that you would trust God and know that if he did it for them, he can do it for you. Know that nothing can take away God's power, that God is all powerful. He's all seeing and he's all knowing. You may not want to admit what's dry in your life, but God knows anyhow. So I ask you to just go to the Lord and ask the Lord, whatever is in my life that's not alive today, I ask that you give it new life. But if it's something that I need to leave behind, God, I ask you to let me leave it behind. That I would just look towards the hills which cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord. That I would forget about the things that I messed up in yesterday. But I would know that God is a regenerating God. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what anybody says to me, I can still stand up in Christ. God is regenerating us today. He's restoring us. He's reviving us on today. I don't know about you, but this scripture spoke to me. There's been some things in my life that I needed to let go of. Some hurts, some pains, some lost people. But God is regenerating me each and every day. Every day I stand up on the battlefield for God and tell somebody about a Savior. A Savior who went all the way to the cross that I might have life and have it abundantly. I can stand and say, I know a reviving God. I know a regenerating God. No, it may not look like much today. I might not look back much today, but I'm better than I was yesterday. Each and every day I take a step in Christ. Each and every day I'm going to stand up and do what thus saith the Lord. It may not look like much today, but God is not finished with me yet. And when people tell you you're not going to be nothing, just say, God is not finished with me yet. He's reviving me day by day. He's regenerating me day by day. He's restoring me day by day. He's connecting me to the right people that I might do what thus saith the Lord. Everybody's got a past. They can sit here and act like they ain't did nothing in their past life, but they're lying. I'll tell them they're lying. Because God said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Accept God's love. Accept God's blessings. And repent and say, Lord, I turn my life around. I give it back to you, God. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'll give it to you. I'm nothing without you, God. He's a restoring God. He can restore anything. Long before people start talking about, oh, we're going to recycle this and recycle that, God's been in the recycling business all of our lives. He took us out of the muck and the mire and put our feet on solid ground that we might walk and stand in him. We are his examples to the world. The Muslims are out there speaking their peace. The Jehovah Witnesses are speaking their peace. The Hindus and the Buddhas are speaking their peace. What are we doing? We're keeping our mouths shut. We're not telling people about a God who brought me from nothing and raised me up. Tell them I am a child of the King. I am a child of the one who can do anything but fail. I'll put my God up against Buddha any day. Muhammad too, if I must. Because he is a restoring God. I love the Lord. Because you see, people will remember where you've been. They'll throw up in your face what you've done. But that's not the God we serve. Yeah, he's going to spank you a little bit, but he's going to dust you off. He's going to pick you up and turn your life around. He's going to say, take one step at a time. Each day with me and I will restore you. I'll take you to places you never dreamed of. I'll show you things you didn't have the mind to think of. That's the kind of God we serve. As our pastor is on the mission field, I'm remembering my time in Guyana, and I think about the people, how they could praise God. No matter what their situation was, they had nothing. They were dressed up in their best, but they praised God and praised God and praised God. They didn't think about where they were. They were thinking about what God could do. And so I ask you today that if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you need to come to God today. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you've been. I don't need to know. That's between you and the Master. I'm not going to tell you everywhere I've been or what I've done. But I'll tell you this. He restored me. He picked me up and turned me around. When everybody else thought I wouldn't be nothing, God says, yes, you will. And here I stand proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I say to you today, if you don't have a relationship with God, if you have not received Him as your Lord and Savior, the doors of this church is open.